Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Dude, I almost just passed out, by the way, from laughing. I don't know if I'm dehydrated or if this pink wig is just cutting off the circulation of my brain.
This is literally my 30th fucking A-Shock today.
I have been
just absolutely chugging them. You going to keep the hair on?
I'm keeping it on. Why not? All right,
rock it then, big guy.
Everyone can make fun of me online. Be great.
Welcome back to New Heights, ladies and gentlemen, presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment, brought to you by our friends at Fireball, baby.
Yeah, look what it did to my hair.
The pound for pound undisputed best shot in America, said Jason on fire. We are your hosts. I'm Travis Kelce. This is my big brother, Jason Kelce, out of Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Cincinnati Bearcat grads, if you didn't know. And New Heights comes to you every single Wednesday or whenever we can get episodes to you. Typically, they're on Wednesdays. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll make sure we get that update to you if it's not on Wednesday.
Hey.
But all our social media platforms at New Heights Show. Don't forget to follow. And Jason, why don't you tell everybody what we got coming up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, we might be in the middle of the offseason, but we still got to bring this episode to you right now.
Right now.
So today we're going to be going into details on the New Heights Beer Bowl happened at the Ocean Drive in Seattle City.
It's going down.
That's right, baby. We're going to get into the details of that. We're also going to answer some not so dumb questions about Derrick Henry and address some of the biggest off-season rumors that we've been hearing.
All right now.
But first, we're going to get some new news, baby.
New news.
Alrighty, new news. Ocean Drive Beer Bowl reminders. That's right, everybody. We're doing our first ever fan competition. It is going to be the first of many. It is going to be the 2023 New Heights Beer Bowl at our charity event at the Ocean Drive in Seattle City, New Jersey, for the Eagles Autism Foundation. All you have to do to hopefully become one of the finalists of the teams to compete is enter a video stating your name, your team name, a video displaying your skills and reasons that you should be in the beer bowl, and then, of course, your team theme. And obviously, the more fun the theme, the better chances you have.
The better chances you have getting in this thing.
That's right.
We want the people to get creative with this one. The 92%ers, we have faith in you.
That's right.
Don't disappoint with the themes.
We do have a fan beer bowl question from BobRoth94@gmail.com. Is this more of a straight chugging competition? Just chug the cup of beer in front of you, or will there be small tasks to complete before you chug, like flip cup or beer pong style? I can unequivocally say that there will be small tasks. This is not just going to be a chug. There will be pretty much the entire gambit of beer game skills necessary to winning beer games are going to be put to the task. We want the best of the best. All right, this is not going to be one dimensional. We're going to be challenging all of your pong skills, all of your flipping skills, all of your chugging skills, you know, anything we can test in a realistic manner that's fun and creative, entertaining, and of course gets to the bottom of who is number one. Oh, by the way, it's going to be a cash prize. That's right. Not only will the winner of the New Heights Beer Bowl 2023 get the first ever New Heights trophy to be revealed at a later date, we're trying to get them made as fast as possible. We're getting a little bit of pushback, but they're going to be there eventually. Eventually, you get your trophy. The one thing that is going to be guaranteed to be handed out on the day of the event is our cash prize. That's right. The winner of the New Heights Beer Bowl 2023 will be winning $50,000. That's right.
Fuck.
You and a partner.
$50,000.
Did we not talk about this? I thought we talked about it. I don't think. Maybe we didn't talk to you about it.
I got
to
get his money.
I just okayed it. I thought it would be okay.
Straight cash, homie.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Straight cash. Like the man Randy Moss said himself, straight cash, homie.
So there's a reason we named this show New Heights. All right. We love to be at the top of our potential, and we like to see other people at the top of their potential. So we look forward to doing more of these New Heights competitions. And and rewarding those who are at the top of their craft. And this first one is going to be the top beer drinker. If you think you're up to the task, submit your team.
Your top skilled beer drinker.
We will be picking 16 teams to be in the tournament. Actually, it's going to be 14 teams and then two play-ins on the day of the tournament. We'll get to that later, though. But yeah, if you submit, that's the only chance you have of getting in the tournament.
Let's see it, 92%ers. This is going to be fun, baby.
For those of you who might not think you can get into Beer Bowl as competitors, but are interested in just watching it, this event is in the name of charity. Not only will New Heights be donating the portions of this show to Eagles Autism Foundation, but the people in attendance, 30 people, will win VIP tickets on the floor seats to the first ever New Heights Beer Bowl. And the way we're going to determine who gets those top 30 tickets, we're not going to any of the online sites. We're doing it old-fashioned. Name on a piece of paper at the door. And the way your name gets on that piece of paper at the door is by being one of the top 30 donators to the Kelsey 62 fan page or Kelsey 62 link for the Eagles Autism Foundation. We're going to post that link on this video. You click that link, the top 30 donations will get VIP ticket access up close and personal, as well as after the show access to some of the guests that will be in attendance, which will be pretty exciting, especially if you're an Eagles fan.
All right, now we're doing it over there in Philly territory, baby, or Eagles territory, I should say. And that's a lot of information, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
I know it's a lot. So, if you want to be in the competition, send in a fun video with your team theme and why you should be picked. And then on top of that, if you want to be there and be one of the VIP members, you just got to show up, baby.
That's right.
Got to show up and try and make a difference, man. Eagles Autism Foundation does an amazing job of getting into the community and the surrounding communities of Philadelphia. And it's always a fun time over there at the OD. You're not going to want to miss this one, especially with the New Heights Beer Bowl, baby.
That's right. The Ocean Drive has been kind enough to let us use their facilities and also donate to Eagles Autism Foundation. In the last 2 years that we've hosted this event, we raised a lot of money for the Eagles Autism Foundation, which goes to support families with autism and research associated with autism. And this is an event that we look forward to every year. It's fun. It's engaging with everybody there. Hey, we're all just looking to have fun in the sun down at the New Jersey Shore. And I cannot wait to add New Heights into the mix. It's going to be limited supply ticket-wise. So if you want to be there, absolutely, you got to donate to this link and be a top 30 donator. We're going to be posting a scoreboard of the top 10 donators that'll be a live top 10 donators so you guys can keep track of whether you think you're in the top 30. Should be fun.
That's intense.
It should raise a lot of money.
And don't forget, you must be 21 to enter, guys. All right. This is brain surgery. All right. Let's keep it fun.
Send your submissions to why you should be one of the 16 teams in the New Heights Beer Bowl to at New Heights Show or email us at newheightsshow@gmail.com. That's 1S for all of you who are new to this. On to the next one. I'm officially a bear.
Dude, this is so ridiculous.
Weird. It's kind of weird,
right? Why a bear?
Hey, man, I'll take it. I take it as a major compliment. Yeah, the Philadelphia Zoo was looking to name a pair of new sloth bears.
And it's a sloth bear?
It's a sloth bear. And it came down between Kelsey and Harper or Hall & Oates. Kylie and I were very much a fan of Hall & Oates as the name option, but we lost.
Big Hall & Oates fan, huh?
I do like Hall & Oates. Big Philadelphia band. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm a big Hall & Oates fan.
Okay, so sloth bear facts.
Yeah, let's hear these facts.
Sloth bears are one of the most aggressive extant bears. I don't know what extant bears means. And aggressive encounters and attacks are relatively frequent.
Sneaky attacks.
I think that's kind of on brand.
Wait, hold on. It said frequent attacks, so this thing is
They're aggressive. You're not supposed to mess with them. They're wild animals. And they don't mess around. Apparently, they're very angry bears.
No wonder they went with Kels. Can't name a fucking ferocious bear Hall & Oates. I can't go for that. No.
Going on raw numbers, this species of bear has regular attacks on humans.
Regularly attacks humans.
Yeah.
Nice. Good thing they're not enormous bears.
I mean, I think they're bigger than you think.
This is absolutely ridiculous. They can grow to 5 to 6 feet long.
I mean, I'm telling you, Trav, they're dude, it's a
this
big
bear.
It's a big bear.
This is, and 200 to 300 pounds. So it doesn't attack people. It swallows humans.
I don't know, but I think it's pretty spot on. I think sloth bear is a good name for me.
Sloth bear?
Yeah. Dude, well, sloth is obviously, you know, I don't like to leave the house. I like to lie on the couch a lot. And then bear for my bearishly good looks, but also aggressive nature.
Yeah, I mean.
They walk in a slow, shambling motion with their feet being set down in a noisy, flopping motion.
You got a fast walk. That's where it gets a little uncharacteristic.
I do.
Me? I might be the slowest walker in the world.
You're a slow walker?
Super slow walker. I'm taking my jolly good old time.
Well, since you brought you up, what zoo animal do you think you would be?
A tiger.
Tiger? No chance.
Yeah. No. What?
Zero.
What?
Zero.
How's a tiger? You're how does a tiger hunt?
You're not a cat.
I'm not a cat. What the? What am I then?
You can't be saying a tiger. Hey, I'm going to pick the greatest animal.
I'm a Cleveland Heights tiger.
The most,
what do you
the
mean?
Most badass animal on the in the animal kingdom. You got to think of something that's like very tight end specific, I feel like. What animal would be a good tight end? What animal isn't?
I don't know.
It's kind of like a tweener. What's a tweener animal? You got platypus. Platypus, like where it's like a mammal, but it lays eggs. But you're not a platypus. You're not a platypus. What the fuck? You're more badass than a platypus.
What about like a crocodile? Doesn't know if it wants to be in the water or out the water.
But crocodile's got little tiny little arms. So I don't know. Ooh. Oh, I think,
what do you
hear
got?
Me out. I think the best animal for you might be an ostrich.
The fuck?
Because it's big. They're deceptively
an
fast.
Ostrich?
They're big. They're deceptively fast. And they like think they're a bird, but they can't really fly. So it's like, it's not really a receiver. It's not really an offensive lineman. It's pretty fast. Kind of looks a little goofy, but it's like all around, it's a pretty coordinated animal. What do you think?
Do I look like an ostrich?
I mean, you kind of got ostrich tendencies. Your legs are kind of go all over
what?
The place.
What?
You got your legs move in funny ways.
I got crazy legs.
You got Gumby legs. That's why you pop out of all crazy directions.
I'm not agreeing to this, but I'm not saying that you're far off.
I think the Kansas City Zoo needs to find us a young ostrich and name that thing Big Yeti.
No,
I think that's the only way to.
They need to go out and find a Yeti.
Hey, if they find a Yeti, it definitely needs to be named Travis Kelce. All right, ostrich. Why don't you get to the fan mentions of the
fan
week?
Fan mentions of the week. And shout out to Kansas City Zoo. If you guys got anything for me, I'll let you, boy. Fan mentions of the week. Whole poll results. I don't even know what I just read.
I think you nailed it.
Whole poll results. We all know about the interesting question we got last week about whether or not a straw has one or two holes. And the 92%ers
showed how smart we are.
They settled it. They
That's
settled
right.
it. And they said there's two holes because Jason is what is that on Twitter? Yeah, well, the other poll said that it was one hole.
Yeah, but that's just because you have a enormous following on Instagram and people are biased towards you on Instagram. That's the only reason. I bet we got more votes on Twitter. Oh, like I said, though, all these people are fans of you on Instagram because of your dress-up pictures and all of that stuff.
Dress-up
so
pictures?
It's going to be biased towards you on Instagram.
No. Twitter, everybody knows Twitter is the nonsense. Everybody knows Twitter is the nonsense.
Oh, gosh.
Instagram, thank you for coming through, IG. There is only one fucking hole in a straw. If there were two holes in it, you wouldn't be able to sip out of it.
It just doesn't make sense to You're say right, there's only one hole in a straw. Because the straw
there's
is
one
hole.
Hole going right through. Yeah.
A straw is a hole.
Yeah, it is.
So
it's
when
one
you,
hole.
No, a straw is a hole. It's a hole.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a,
what
it's
I'm
a
saying.
Tube.
It's a hole.
Yeah.
Tube has two ends.
So does a straw.
Straw. I'm not getting into this. I was just trying to try and fucking
this
argue
is where people
for
go
no
wrong.
Reason.
Because the question could also be asked.
We already talked about
the
this.
Hole,
and the people
how many holes does the hole
settled
have?
Settle this.
How many holes does the hole have? Can a hole one. Have multiple holes?
No.
Can a cave have multiple holes?
Yeah.
So if a cave is a hole.
No.
And you say how many
holes
is a cave?
A cave is a cave.
Yeah, but a cave is a hole in a...
No, a cave has a hole. Yeah, it has a hole.
Well, it is a hole.
No, it has a hole.
No, by definition, a cave is a hole. It's a hole inside of some subterranean part of the earth.
No, it's a cave inside a...
Tunnel. Tunnel can have multiple holes.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So is a tunnel a hole?
No.
I think it's a hole.
I don't think it is. I think it's a tunnel. That's why they call it a tunnel. They don't say you ride the train through the hole. They say you ride the train through the tunnel.
Yeah, but by definition, it's a hollowed out thing, which is a hole.
You drive your car through a tunnel. You don't drive your car through a hole. It's two completely different things.
Well, you're definitely driving your car through a hole.
That's why that's really stupid.
You're driving your whole car through multiple holes. But I think this is the bottom line. The wording of the question just shows that people are not keen on semantics and linguistics.
What side are you on?
Well, people just don't understand the question. How many holes does a straw have? Is like saying how many holes does a hole have? Because a straw is a hole. A straw is a hollowed out tube. So how many holes does a tube have? How many holes does a tube have?
Like a toothpaste tube? One.
Correct. There's one opening in a toothpaste tube. And how many holes does a straw have? It's two. Because there's not a bottom.
There's one hole though. No, just think of the cap where the hole is on the toothpaste. That's the hole.
This is where people go wrong.
That's like a straw. That's a straw right there.
This is where people go wrong. A straw is a hole. It's a hole in a piece of plastic.
It's one.
But that hole has two holes. That's where people get this messed up. That's where people get this messed up. I'm telling you. Just
and
like a
we're
cave.
Keeping it going, baby. Here
that's,
we go.
That's
moving
where people
on.
Get this messed up.
Stanley Cup reactions. Ed Kelsey himself weighed in on Instagram about the cup being right down the street and him not even knowing that it's down the street. Wow. In Man. Quotes, wow. The cup in your house. How sweet is that? Except you didn't call your dad so he could come over and see it. No.
It's just true.
Just put Benny in it, take a picture, and post it on IG. You are always a mean kid. Couldn't have been put any better.
Well, I was definitely a mean kid. There's no question about
that. You are 1,000% a mean kid.
Yeah, I really don't know what to say to this other than sucks to suck, Pop. Yeah, I don't know. I never knew Papa Kelsey wanted to see the Stanley Cup so bad.
What do you mean? What? We used to watch every Stanley Cup together as a family. What do you mean he doesn't want to see the cup?
Well, I never knew he liked the Stanley Cup. I've never talked
You're
to him
ridiculous.
About it.
Never You're ridiculous. Never knew. Ridiculous. Yeah. Well, did you know Benny liked it?
Well, Benny was there.
It's fucking mean, man. Dad, if the cup's ever in my house, I'll make sure you're here for it, bud. I'll make sure you're here for it.
I don't know whether to invite Dad over because Dad just comes to my house.
Yeah. Well, it should be like a TV show. He should just pop his head in.
I mean,
in,
I actually
Kramer
don't have that big of a problem with it, but it's just
I don't
weird.
Know why I say Kramer. Dad, you're not Kramer. Who's a good character?
I mean, I think Kramer's pretty good. That's pretty spot on.
I was more so referencing how Kramer would just randomly pop in.
Yeah. No, I think Dad, before he wants to call me, texts me. But before he comes over to my house, he just walks through the front door. And then I was like, Dad, you got this reverse. You can call me. If I can't answer, I won't answer. And then you can just text me. And then if you want to come over to the house, a little text. Actually, you can just come over to the house. I really don't have a big
That's what I'm
that.
Saying, man. There's something about.
Hey, we got an open door policy. Except for everybody that we don't know. Please don't start coming to my door and just barging in.
Yeah, we got to
this is only
this.
For family and friends.
We got to nix that one.
All righty. Let's get to some knots. Dumb questions. Paul Mills via email. His not dumb question is, how many times could an average male tackle Derrick Henry in an Oklahoma drill out of 100 attempts? Injury is not considered. My friends and I have had this debate for years, and I think I could do it at least 5 out of 100 times. I am 170 pounds. He's optimistic. I'm 170 pounds.
Very optimistic.
5'10", and fairly athletic. I'm not really quite sure what fairly athletic means. As long as I don't get injured, I could get them. Well, 5 out of 100 times, it's a 0.5% chance that he's going to get them down. No, that's a 5% chance he's going
to
get them.
I was about to say, where?
0.5 out of 10 times. It's just hard to imagine Oklahoma drill being done 100 times. That's where my head's at with this. Like, that's a lot of Oklahoma drill. Usually you do it out of 5 or 10 times. Could you get them? I think he just knows that he wouldn't be able to.
If it was 5% of 10.
Like, how far are we scaling this up to where we're saying you can get Derrick Henry down in Oklahoma drill? Like, 10 out of 1,000 times? Like,
there's not, I mean, you know, this dude is going to have to tie Derrick Henry's shoes together to get him down. There's way 170 pounds is taking Derrick Henry down.
He's got to go shoelace tackle. Point. He's got to go shoelace tackle. I mean, there is a chance it's in a 5-yard. I mean, it's in a tight window in Oklahoma drill. So if you just go straight for the legs, there's a chance you trip him up out of 100 times, I feel like. But I mean, I feel like he's going to see that coming. I don't know. Maybe I'm overestimating him. He's 170 pounds. So he's about the size of an NFL cornerback.
What's Derrick Henry weighing in at? He's got to be like 240, 250.
I think he's around 240. I think that's a good guesstimate. 230, 247. Nice.
240, 247 pounds.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy's.
It's going to be tough.
It ain't looking too good for you, bud.
He's going to be able to get underneath him, though. Derrick Henry's a big man, 6'3", 5'10". You might be able to get his shins. You know, if you go with the Dan Campbell method, you might get some of them kneecaps.
Well, you're going to have to bite the kneecaps, bud. And yeah. I'm going to say that out of 100 times, I mean, yeah, I would think that anybody could get somebody down, no matter who it is, at least once to twice out of 100 times. But to say 5, I'm going to say it ain't happening, bro.
Yeah, and I feel like...
You ever seen Derrick Henry's stiff arm?
It's also just an unrealistic... Like, even though injuries turned off, like, demoralization isn't turned off. Like, after he runs over you the first time, like, what is the next...
Quit.
...rep going to feel like? Like, I just...
I could just feel this man's, like, bones shaking after the first, like, stiff arm or the first time Henry just... puts a shin right into his shoulder. I just don't see it happening, boss.
Yeah.
I just don't see it happening.
Well, 5 out of 100 times in a span of this much, if you go for the legs every time, I'm saying there might be a chance you get him down 5 times out of 100. I still think you probably couldn't, but it's not that ridiculous. But Paul then went on to add another caveat to the question.
Caveat.
We could alter this slightly and say we have a 10-yard wide field to do it on, but I think he could run around me easier. Oh, do you think, Paul? Than he could running me over. So maybe I get 3 out of 100 in this circumstance. Paul, I got bad news for you. If you give Derrick Henry 10 yards of space, there is precisely 0% chance you're tackling that man. The only chance you have is he has to stay in this very contained space and you just go at his legs. If you give him 10 yards and you have to stay with him as well as try and get his legs, I mean, you got a better chance at, striking gold. I don't know. There's no shot you're getting Derrick Henry down out of 100 times in the 10-yard field of space. What do you think, Trap? Goose egg?
Goose egg.
Especially absolute of the fairly egg. Athletic. What is fairly athletic? Is that like a 5-second 40?
That's a good question.
Like, is fairly athletic 5-second 40? Is it under, like, does he just mean he was a good athlete in high school? How are we gauging fairly athletic?
Like, he doesn't look like a jackass when he runs? I don't know.
Let's ask this. How many of our high school teammates could have tackled Derrick Henry out of 100 times?
I mean... Yeah, no. I got you, and...
I don't even know. I would have got a stinger on the first rep and been out for the rest of it. I got stingers too easy a linebacker.
Yeah, I don't know. James Ingram. Fairly athletic. James is... Well, that's a big boy right there.
Yeah.
D1 athlete right there, baby.
Yeah, I don't think people understand how much harder it becomes to tackle people in space in general.
Every single interception that I get one-on-one with anybody, I remember my first couple reps of varsity football in high school were me snapping the ball to Jason.
Yeah.
And when I snapped it to you, I would be the first one down the field, mm-hmm. one-on-one, getting juked out of my socks.
Yep.
But, I mean, we're talking about you had the full field to work with, but still, you know, tackling one-on-one is already hard enough.
Yeah.
Tackling Derrick Henry one-on-one is a whole different beast.
I mean, a 10-yard field is a lot of space. And there's a lot of room for Derrick Henry to get around you, through you, over you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the amount of tackling in the open field might be one of the hardest things in all of football to do.
Yeah.
Outside of guarding a receiver or an ostrich one-on-one in the NFL, I would venture to say that an open field tackle is probably the next most difficult.
I see where you did. Who's you do the fucking guy? He's trying to get me to fucking get named after an ostrich, man.
All righty. I got to take this pink thing off because it's starting to cut off circulation in my head. Oh, my gosh. Jesus.
Dude.
Do I look younger or older?
Not going to lie, younger.
What? Really?
Dude, you look way younger now.
I know you're lying to me, but I appreciate that, Trev.
No, no, no. Seriously, I can't see as many gray hairs now. Keep sending in your no dumb questions, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll keep answering your no dumb questions because we're dumb people.
Before we keep going, we need to shout out one of our sponsors, Fireball.
Woo-hoo! Fireball takes any event to the next level, like winning the big game or getting drafted or even interviewing your own head coach.
That's right, baby. Fireball's iconic cinnamon flavor tastes fire and goes down easy, making it the ultimate crowd pleaser. That's why it's the number one shot in the country.
Number one!
Yeah!
What I really like about the Fireball shooters is that there's no shot glass needed. Just crack it and knock it back. Jason, you a big Fireball guy? Because I know you are. Tell me how much of a Fireball guy you are.
Oh, dude. I mean, as much Fireball as you can give me, I can knock it back and enjoy it. It's the number one shot in the country for a reason. That's right. You can purchase Fireball wherever you get your fine spirits.
Wherever.
All right, guys. It's officially the start of the offseason. Well,
yep.
It's not the start of the offseason. We've been in the offseason for some time now. And I've been getting through it by taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every single day.
Jason, you're a greens guy?
Oh, big.
I know. I didn't expect you to be a greens guy. Well, are you really a greens guy?
Oh, yeah. Love greens. But this isn't big just greens. This is way more than greens. It's like 9 products in one. Just one serving of AG1 covers all my nutritional basis and long-term gut health with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source high-quality ingredients.
Damn, that's pretty impressive.
That's right.
To our 92%ers, if you're listening to this show, you're in luck because AG1 is giving you guys an incredible deal with 5 free travel packs plus 1 year supply of vitamin D.
Like Travis just said, AG1 is giving you a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase.
You heard the man. This is their best offer yet. And you can get it at athleticgreens.com/newheights. Once again, that's athleticgreens.com/newheights. Get your greens on.
Get your 75 vitamins and minerals.
Get your 1 year supply of vitamin D.
Get your long-term gut health.
Get your 5 free travel packs.
Get that energy and systems and
get that digestive that. System to just let that shit go right through.
Make that shit high quality. All right, what do we got?
We got the fact that I'm going to the White House next week. Oh. It is going to be a fun adventure with the team. The entire team is going. Heard the dress code is business attire. Not sure if I have any business type clothes, but I might be able to wander scrounge in there and grab something. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Might be able to throw on a sport coat and some slacks.
Yeah, do you guys have like an itinerary or any run a show? What's it like to go to the White House or what are you expecting it to be like?
I have no idea. I just know that we leave Monday morning and we come back Monday night.
Ooh. Quick trip.
Yep.
And who out. Do you, you guys out, obviously back to work meet on the president. Tuesday. You meet the president? Do you meet the vice president?
Is that what happens?
Well, I think you walk through the White House and there's a guy that lives there usually. But
Big Joe.
Joe
Biden. Is he going to be around?
Who knows? I don't know what his schedule is, but I think they probably wouldn't have scheduled this for a time that he's not there. Do you guys get to see the vice president?
I hope.
The first lady?
She's not there. Unless the first lady isn't
Do you get to see any
first lady, unless the
senators
vice president isn't there.
Huh? Or Congress people, men and women?
I think we get to shake hands with everybody in the building. We just go one by one and we just kind of shake hands. We go in every room and we shake all the hands.
What are you most excited to see at the White House?
The
Rose Garden?
Yeah.
Always been
I want to see Oh, I want to see. I want to see. You know what I want to see?
Roses?
Oh no, I want to see. I want to see the hidden
Oval Office.
Yeah, I want to see the.
Now yeah. You want to see the actual desk because you think that there's
the
a
desk.
There's a clip that actually
be going around and you hit the little banging button. on the.
Trav, please, while you're at the White House, do not National Treasure the White House. Please do not go.
I'm gonna get fucking shot.
Trav is lifting rugs up. He's looking behind paintings. Sir, we've told you, please do not touch anything on the walls for the last time.
No. I got you, but
spraying lemon juice on the paintings. Looking for hidden messages.
They did say that I needed an ID to go in. And not gonna lie, man, my ID's been expired for like 3 years. So I
don't say that.
I gotta get a new ID by Monday, man.
Oh my gosh.
They gonna kiss me riding dirty.
What do they need your ID for? Isn't like they I feel like the Chiefs are probably on top of knowing who's on the team. And
I kind of want to get a fake ID now and just see if they catch me.
Dude, if you fake ID the White House, that would be epic. Probably not going to work now that everybody knows you might be thinking about it.
I got to do something sneaky in there, man.
That's definitely something Nick Cage would have done in National Treasure. What's your name, sir? It's Ari Abramovich. What are the chances you can get the president to say new news? I think it's pretty high. Yeah, I don't know what else.
We can't talk about it. We got to talk about that after. We got to talk about all that after. Can you just cut this, all this before talk?
I thought the before talk's been good. We talked about
No, because National Treasure. Because then I'm not going to be able to get away with anything.
Trav,
they're going to have their eyes on me. I'm flanking. There's going to be a big show in somewhere. Travis, and
I will not allow our team to cut this out because I can't just knowingly be an accomplice to allowing you to National Treasure the White House.
The lemon juice is the best.
Dude, if you start squirting portraits.
I'm gonna have the actual like the ones that come looking like a lemon.
That's the you buy it like the beer distributor or the liquor
store.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing with that, Travis?
White House, please make sure you frisk Travis for any lemon juice and keep your eye on him wherever he's at, especially the Oval Office.
Too bad Travis won't be there. It'll be McLovin.
It'll be Charles.
All right, let's get to some bold topics to wrap up the week in the NFL's offseason recap, baby. We are exactly 100 days away from football being played, which means we are all really trying to find some shit to talk about. So we're introducing a new segment.
Hey,
is this news? Where we decide if this is actual football news or not. So DeAndre Hopkins was officially released by the Arizona Cardinals. What?
Oh my gosh. That actually happened.
On the I Am Athlete podcast, this guy really got himself released. A free agent wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins, listed the five QBs he'd most like to catch passes from. What's crazy is, if he doesn't land in one of these five spots, that quarterback automatically knows he's not one of his top five quarterbacks.
Wasn't preferred.
Yeah. So assuming he's probably going to go to one of these teams and they're all great quarterbacks. Who would have thought?
Shocker.
Yeah. Real big shocker. Bills, Josh Allen, Eagles, Jalen Hurts, Chiefs, Patricio Malcopa, Ravens, Lamar Jackson, and Chargers, Justin Herbert. Jason, do you have any comments?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I feel like I'd want to play with the best quarterbacks in the league, too. So that's a pretty good list. Yeah. Not a bad list. Of all those teams, I feel like the Chiefs might be the best fit.
Why do you say that, Jason?
Well, he's a really good receiver.
Hmm.
I don't know how much cap space you guys got, but I feel like that would work out really well. Eagles, I mean, we'll take them. We'll gladly take them, but That's going to be a lot of receivers needing yards in the receivers room.
I mean, I see where he's going. He's going with Super Bowl contenders. You know, Chargers have a great quarterback.
I want to play for all the best teams with the best quarterbacks. Breaking news!
Are there any quarterbacks on there that are surprised that they're not on there? I got one in mind.
Yeah, I'm definitely, I think we're thinking the same one because might be, you know, he's got a whole stadium named after him. So I'm shocked that he's not on the list.
Who is that?
I guess we're not thinking of the same guy.
Say it at the same time. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Joe
Aaron Rodgers. What? Ooh. Oh, Burrowhead. You're such a fucking loser. You're such a loser, man.
I thought that's where you were going with it.
You're such a dweeb. But yeah, no. Young Joe Burrow, man, already had a trip to the Super Bowl. Doesn't want to play with him. Matt Stafford, another guy, doesn't want to play with him. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, Chiefs Charles Omenyehu, the guy that you guys just got from Omenyehu. The 49ers. Omenyehu?
Yeah.
Already recruiting on Twitter. You free now. Come join the kingdom, DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, I don't know. Is anybody else about to start recruiting, you think?
I don't. Are we allowed to recruit? I thought that was all...
Tampering?
Now that he's, yeah, I thought it, once you're a free agent, is it tampering anymore?
Well, I think once you're a free agent, I don't think it's tampering because you're a free agent. I think tampering happens when somebody's under contract with another team. So I think if anything, it's not tampering now. Where do you think he ends up?
I think he ends up either with the Bills or with like Miami, the Dolphins. Ooh, dude. You know what else? I could see like a Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
I can see Jacksonville.
Old Dougie P.
I can see the Chiefs. Don't really see the Eagles.
It's just we already have such a stacked receivers room. Not that I'm saying.
Chargers got three big-time guys, all outside receivers, as in, like, they got Mike Williams and the young kid from TCU that's going to be an outside receiver. Trying to think of, like, offenses that he would fit in. I don't know. I don't know one bit. This is why I'm not a GM. This is why I just play the game, and I really don't listen to the rumors. If we get a freaking superstar of a player, hell motherfucking yes, bring him in. And if we don't, well, sorry, we're just going to keep it moving.
Yeah, it's hard to go off the rumors because these things pop up all the time. People get named in. I mean, you guys are already supposed to be getting how many other receivers? Like, weren't you guys in the running for Odell and...
Yep.
Pretty much just about every receiver has been. Turns out every receiver wants to play for the Chiefs for some reason. I don't really understand that one. Listen, will I take a three receiver core tandem of A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and fucking DeAndre Hopkins? Yeah, yes, I'll take a three.
No brainer.
I'll take that three-headed monster.
Right there.
But that's a lot of people to spread the ball around, especially with Dallas Goedert also on the field, the running backs that we got out there. I mean, somebody's going to have to settle for less targets. That's just the way it goes. Unless there's injuries, which, knock on wood, hopefully we're not dealing with those. Listen, I hope the best for DeAndre. If you're an Eagle, can't wait to be your teammate.
And if you want to win a Super Bowl, come on over to Kansas City, bud. Daniel Jones plus the dead snap.
What an asshole.
What a dead snap. What's a dead snap, Jason?
Dead snap is when the center grabs the tip of the ball and throws it back kind of in like a non-spiral, just dead.
Sometimes a knuckleball.
It is a knuckleball sometimes.
I think this is a part of the segment that does not need to be news.
Like does Creed DeAndre do a dead
Hopkins
ball?
One is one of the best receivers
Creed doesn't
in the
do
National
a dead
Football
ball,
League. No, Creed is, but he does, knuckle he is it. A lefty.
He is a lefty. Southpaw.
So that's a little different.
Yeah, this is a, do you want me to? Talk about the dead
snap? I think you just talked about it. Yeah, go ahead. No, I don't think there's much to it. That's why I don't really think this is news. This is,
hey, man, we're scrounging
up news.
This is
why we do the segment.
It's nice. A little offensive line news. All right, so here's the deal. The new center in the New York Giants, John Michael Schmitz, who is a rookie this year, prefers the dead snap, and Daniel Jones is experimenting on whether he likes it. So they're trying it out. This is a snap that more and more centers from college football have been doing. The ball comes back softer and a little bit less, I'm trying to think of like the right way to say it, but it's what it sounds. It's dead.
It is what it is.
Just kind of comes back into the hands rather than a more forceful, direct snap, which is what I'm known for. Very forceful. I've tried it, and it's hard. I feel like when you've already done a snap your whole life, it's hard to transition to like a completely new technique. And I also don't like that you have to be higher in your stance to do it. Like you have to do it with the tip on the ground and your hands on the top of the tip. And I like getting lower in my stance so I can try and get leverage on D linemen.
Let me ask you this. If a dead ball snap guy, once you grab the ball, are you allowed to readjust the ball?
You can, as long as you don't take your hand off the ball and make it like abrupt. Like there've been guys.
I was about to say, what if you need to go
under
from,
center?
Yeah, from gun what if to you under need center. To go from shotgun to under center? I would assume it would probably be, you'd know how to do this, but.
I mean, I don't do it, but there was a guy, Nate Herbig, who was one of our backup centers now with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Shout out to Nate. He was a guard center, but he would do the dead ball snap when he played center. There were a couple times where the quarterback would come up under center and he would just readjust his hand onto the ball. As long as you don't do it abrupt, most of the times you'll get away with it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the biggest advantage I see to the dead ball snap, and this is one of the things that is a problem with my snap. My snaps, one of the problem isn't that they're inaccurate, but that they're very fast. So that when they're inaccurate by a little bit, it makes a bigger difference, if that makes sense. Like, if your snap is a little bit slower and at a less pace, when it's off center, it's not as big of a deal to the quarterback to just kind of reach and grab it, as opposed to when it's off center and it has speed. So, you know, you're going to be off sometimes with your snaps. Every center is. And when it's a dead snap, in my opinion, I see less catastrophic snaps, which is why I think more colleges use the dead snap, because in general, college centers usually have more off-target snaps. But, you know, regardless, whatever works for everybody, I'm sure. I'm sure the quarterback will get used to it. After you have a bunch of repetitions, it's like second nature. And if this is what the center prefers and he's more accurate with, I don't know why you wouldn't go with it.
Message.
Hey-o.
On news that really isn't news. And moving on, Le'Veon Bell, free agent running back Le'Veon Bell, has admitted that he smoked marijuana before NFL games.
Oh my gosh, no way. That's breaking news.
Well played. On the Steel Here podcast, shout out to the Steel Here podcast, he said, looking back on this, that's what I did. Bell said, when I played football, I smoked, bro, even before the games. I smoke and I'd go out there and run for 150 and two touchdowns. Yes, you did. Le'Veon, you were a fucking dog.
Especially.
Yes, he was. Like, could you imagine being high on an NFL field with grown men running at you?
Hey, man. Different strokes for different folks. Whatever gets it done. I'm not here to question.
Different strokes for different folks. Whatever floats your boat finds the lost remote.
You know, it's not, as far as I'm concerned, it ain't a performance enhancer. So whatever Le'Veon wants to do before the game, that's his business. I don't know. That's a good question. Do you think smoking could potentially be
a performance enhancing drug?
Yes.
Performance enhancer?
Like, obviously, it's not a physical enhancer.
I don't
enhancer.
Know how it can. Yeah, I don't know how. But I guess if depending on, you know, where your state of mind is at.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, I think
I could see how it might, you know, kind of maybe ease the mood, calm you down a little bit.
Everybody's brain works differently. Some guys get anxious and doing that helps them with that. I mean, there's all sorts of things that any drug can do to your mental state. And if Le'Veon went out there and balled out while he was doing that, I mean, you know.
Imagine what he could.
Do you think he would have been better without it? Maybe not.
Maybe.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe he would have been anxious. And let's be honest. Le'Veon was one of the most patient runners I ever saw run the ball. Go back and watch.
It was poetry when that man ran the ball.
Go back and watch him run in duo back when he was with Pittsburgh. I've never seen somebody sit and wait. And right when that hole opened up, shoot it through. Like
he would manipulate D linemen and linebackers to fill holes and gaps that they weren't supposed to be in.
Yeah,
and that would immediately get the defense unsound.
Yeah.
And just absolutely get creased. And then on top of that, you get that guy one-on-one with anybody. Yeah. I mean, he was shaking them out of their shoes.
Like, let's be honest. If he was high, he might not have been that patient. He might have got that ball. Bam! I'm hitting that thing 100 miles an hour. That dude, he was back there. Oh, not that one.
I'm going to see. I don't like that. Wait, hold on. Hold on. What about over here? No, I don't like that shit.
Okay, I'm going to hit this one. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, now we know that marijuana is going to be on the performance enhancing drugs list next year.
Yeah.
Moving on Up and Adams. Shout out to Kay Adams and Up and Adams. Henry Winkler revealed that he would like me to play fullback for him because he thinks that I'm a good blocker. And that I'd be willing to open the holes and protect them.
How about that? Well, that'd be a phenomenal waste of Travis Kelce's talent, Henry. I don't know why you would choose one of the most, like, just absolutely dominant, transcendent talents of the game at receiver and split out outside of the formation, and you put him in the backfield and use him as a fullback. I'm firmly against this strategy, but I am all for watching this.
Jason,
like, I would love to witness this happen.
I'm evolving my game, man. I'm evolving my game. I'm taking my game to new heights, baby.
Well, we're playing fullback position, unfortunately, is not going to new heights. As Andy Reid also brought up the fact about fullbacks, he said that they have been eased out of the NFL. The Chiefs will not be having a fullback this year. So it sounds like you're not going to be playing fullback this year, at least in the Chiefs offense.
I think we might be able to find some situations to put me in the backfield.
Yeah. Well, the way teams have kind of adjusted to not having fullbacks, like the way we do it, we do a lot of fullback runs, but out of two tight end sets or with the tight end off the ball, you can get to, you know, split zone, lead, wham play. You can do a lot of plays that used to be designated for the fullback just out of a tight end body. And even though the tight end's usually not as good as a fullback used to be, you get the advantage of that tight end can be an F receiver split out from the formation and then all of a sudden motion to a position and the defense has to be able to defend both of those spots for that same player. Whereas with the fullback, you motion a fullback, a true fullback out of the backfield, not too many defenses are worried about that guy as a pass catcher. So I think that's the main reason.
I know one guy, and it was actually a tight end that played fullback that ended up going back to tight end in a new
Who you got?
Delanie Walker.
Ooh.
Was a fullback in San Fran with Alex Smith.
I did not
know
he was a fullback.
And Vernon Davis. Yeah, he I believe he wore number 46 or 48. I think he was in the 40s at San Fran. And either way, I remember that was the first time I ever saw who Delanie Walker was. And damn, was he electric.
Yeah.
Both out of the backfield and when he used to run routes. And then he moved into the tight end room when he went to Tennessee, and one of my favorite guys to watch.
The one that I've always had a lot of respect for, who definitely is more of a fullback, but he's a good enough athlete to do everything. And a guy that I think has been one of the most underrated players in the league over the last probably 5 or 6 years.
You're talking about that Northeast Ohio football.
Yeah, baby. Bro, I love watching
just
that dude
ball
play.
Player. Just yep. A ball player.
Love watching that
juice.
Guy
the juice. The juice himself. And he does, I like you said, he does a lot. He does a lot of combo stuff, acts as a running back and as a fullback and as a tight end and as just a fucking ball player.
Right. He's definitely more of your...
Oh, he's his own breed, man.
Like H-back,
he's his own breed.
What's the
H-back was kind of it.
Yeah, right. Like he can be in the wing position, he can be in the dot, and then or in the backfield, and he can also be split out and be a legitimate threat at all three of those. If you can legitimately stress a defense, split from the formation, attached at an edge, whether it's on the ball or off the ball, and then also in the backfield. That is a dynamic piece for any offense to have because you can get to everything. You can get to empty. You can get to spread. You can get the I formation. You can get the like trip. Like it doesn't
you can
matter
do it all.
Yeah. So
and
like,
and they literally have two of these fucking guys because George Kittle can do it all as well. Just another fucking ball player. Yeah.
Those two guys, unbelievable. And the other reason it stinks that fullbacks are being phased out, and I think Travis would agree on this. Fullbacks are like that guy in the locker room that is the glue guy. Usually every fullback on every team is one of the most well-liked people in the locker room.
Yep.
He's involved in everything. He's a big meathead who does all the dirty work that nobody else wants to do.
Poor
it's like, yeah, I'm going to do that wall. I'll go do that for you, Trav. I got you, baby. And then, bow! And, you know, and I mean, does all the unselfish work. And they're everybody loves that guy.
Yeah. You see what he does to sacrifice his body and his effort and who he is on the team. And yeah,
they're usually all over special teams, all over short yardage, yeah, all over all the
special teams guy.
You know, it's a shame that that personality is in some ways being removed and that unselfish of a position has kind of been removed. But
As the game becomes more of a passing league, kind of the short yardage stuff that you would need a fullback for, in an offense like the Chiefs offense, that's kind of like the first down, two tight end sets for us now. But before we would do a little bit of fullback stuff in the game plan, but for the most part, it was all on third and short. But if you just go out and get a really good big running back, he can fill in for that. Or if you just have a tight end that can do it all.
Yep.
Like I feel like we got a great room in Kansas City, and we got a lot of guys that are pretty versatile.
Yeah. Unless you're like a true receiver or a true running back, I feel like the league is just moving to these guys that can do a bunch of different things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. More versatile, baby.
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially what you just said. So I was agreeing with you. Anyways, Henry Winkler, I can't wait to watch your offense with Travis at fullback and Bobby Boucher in it. And does that mean Henry's playing? Is Henry playing quarterback or is Pat playing quarterback?
Pat's playing quarterback. I think he wanted to play running back so I could block for him.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, just watch the clip.
Alrighty. Well, now that we've nailed everything like usual, it's time to wrap this thing up.
That's it.
That wraps up another episode of New Heights. Make sure you're subscribed to the New Heights channel on YouTube so you know when all the new episodes are coming out. Reminder to submit your videos if you want a chance to compete in the New Heights Beer Bowl. And listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard the man, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, New Heights is presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment, as you know. And still brought to you by our friends at Fireball, the pound-for-pound undisputed shot in America. The best shot in America. The tastiest shot in America. That cinnamon delight. Follow the show on all social media platforms at New Heights Show with 1S for fun clips throughout the week. And thank you to our production. We are really putting your skills to work with not so much shit to talk about in the NFL right now. But thank you for always making us look at least halfway decent. And thank you to the 92%ers for always tuning in. We love you guys. And until next time, peace.
Peace.